Thursday afternoon, the Jags looking forward to week five down in Tampa against the Bucks. A couple of 1-3 teams trying to turn their seasons the right way. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars continue this long stretch of road games. Now the third consecutive game away from Everbank Field, and a long stretch over the next couple of months for this Jaguars team. Another challenge in Tampa this week. And injuries are impacting the Jaguars a bit. Linebacker Paul Posluszny was out again today, still working through the high ankle sprain. Rookie Thurston Armbrister said in the locker room yesterday he's picking Paz's brain this week to be ready just in case. Tight end Julius Thomas worked out again in a red jersey on Thursday, the same setup as Wednesday. And his status is still up in the air for Sunday's game, but the Jags could use another weapon in the red zone. Defensive tackle Sinderic Marks continues to get more and more work on that surgically repaired knee. And if he makes his debut, he'd be a boost to the pass rush on quarterback Jameis Winston. And Gus Bradley said yesterday that the play-after-play rigors of the position are really the challenge right now for Sinderic. But in whatever capacity, the veteran is hoping for the green light.
Well, you know what? I've been taking it day to day. You know, in my mind, it's always been a possibility. That's why it's great that the coaches and the training staff have my best interest and not just throwing me out there. So I continue to work as if I'm going, you know, and wait on them to tell me whether I'm going or not.
Of course, it'd be nice to see him get on the field this week to get after Jameis Winston. That's a guy who's familiar to another Jaguars defensive player. Telvin Smith was a teammate of Jameis Winston's with Florida State's national championship team a couple of years ago. And Telvin said earlier this week he's excited to see Jameis on the other side, but a good day against him could help this Jags team move forward.
You want to see, you know, us achieving victory, being our best. But what comes after that, you got to win ball games. And I think that's what we're trying to do. And that's what we're going to do, go out and win this game.
Now, most would say the Jaguars are an improved team to this point. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, the next step is winning.
Gus Bradley speaks often of improvement and his team's constant focus on being better today than they were yesterday. Despite the 1-3 record, there's plenty of evidence that improvement is occurring. Blake Bortles has twice as many touchdowns as interceptions, and the Jags offense just put up 431 yards, the most in the Bradley era. Allen Hurns is coming off a career day. Allen Robinson is just getting started. And TJ Yeldon has proven in four games he's the feature back. The defense can stand on their top five ranking against the run after the showing against Frank Gore last Sunday. And after the first month of the season, they're giving up nearly 50 yards fewer per game on the ground. Now, they gave up 51 points to Tom Brady, but the other three games have allowed just four touchdowns and only 18 points. Add to the mix that key players like Sinderic Marks and Julius Thomas have yet to play this season, and it seems more improvement is on the way. But unless the Jags finish with a win, no one spends any time looking at improvement. The only way you prove you're better is by winning. The NFL is about winning. Last Sunday in Indianapolis was a game the Jaguars should have won. This Sunday in Tampa is a game the Jaguars should win. This Sunday in Tampa, the only measure of a better team is a team that walks off with their second win of the season.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars wrap up Buccaneers week on Friday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.